your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Sorry we had to take a break in that particular time, but it was the clock at the radio stations. So we're going to talk right now a little bit about the storm and how many people are affected by it. And on top of that, what it's going to do long-term to affect perhaps the economic situation in the country. And more importantly, also perhaps the psychological situation in the country. Jimmy, how many people are affected here? It's kind of hard for me to guess because I'm sitting in a very isolated spot in the Northwest, and I know that I am very, very affected by this thing. What's going on in the rest of the country?
So the storm is reaching across the entire nation from the top northwest corner all the way down, and actually down here in South Carolina.
Yeah.
There puts about two-thirds of the American population, about 240 million Americans, under weather watch alerts.
Yeah.
That's significant. That's a very, very impactful, widespread problem. Now, there's Joe Bastardi, who's a weather guy, been around for a long time. He predicted this, and he said, "Hey, look, this is going to be a pretty cold holiday season, and expect it to see it coming." And of course, he's one of those people that is very that has a lot of questions about the climate change narrative out there. And of course, this is one of those times when people start wondering about the global warming arguments. I think you got 18 to 20 inches of snow outside your door right now, and that's pretty unusual, right?
That's about what I've got.
Yeah, so there's this thing called the Mauer minimum, which is basically where the position of the sun, and the sun has a very low activity level, and it happens in a cyclic manner. There's typically 11-year cycle, I think between 10 and 12-year cycles with the sun, and this particular Mauer minimum is a really is a very low activity period for the sun through historical times, which is showing, basically. With low activity, you have less solar activity, which has a real direct impact on Earth's climate.
Yeah.
And so, we've actually got cooling temperatures. We've had cooling temperatures for a while, which really takes the narrative out of the CO2 mafia out there, the carbon mafia that's trying to shut down all these economies.
Yeah, really.
But here's the problem, Al.
Yeah.
The problem becomes you get this much weather, and across the nation, a lot of transportation problems with trucks.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of transportation problems, loading, equipping, getting things to market. And so there's going to be an impact economically from the storm. And of course, we've been facing, high cost for a lot of people up in, especially in the Northeast, very high cost of heating fuels for their homes.
I was looking at the numbers last night, and the ones that have really skyrocketed, gas hasn't what I would call really skyrocketed, natural gas, but heating oil, my God, over 100% increase.
Yeah, in some cases over 200% increases.
Yeah.
And of course the contracts where people were filling their tanks in the September October timeframe, especially up in the Northeast, super super high cost. So those have an impact. And of course, as you get these cold temperatures, you get this the impact on distribution. You have a massive impact on air travel.
Yeah.
I know yesterday there were about 4,000 flights that have been canceled in the U.S., and I'm sure today and tomorrow there's going to be a whole lot more. And, of course, this is right at the holiday time, so it's going to have a very big impact on people getting together with their families.
Well, it's interesting. Maybe God's mad at us, and maybe he's trying to show us that, we got to depend on him a little bit more than we are, but that's hard to say. Just kind of something that Out of the Box and I occasionally talk about. Jimmy, let's talk a little bit about the psychological aspect of what's going on. You know that from a psychological standpoint, from a mental health standpoint, the shutdowns, for lack of better terms, caused by COVID sent the suicide rates and the depression rates in the United States just absolutely skyrocketing. I think very possibly the storm could do the same thing.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will have an impact. It'll certainly have an impact on people's psyche over the holidays.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll get comfortable and get warm, and maybe they're together with family, and they'll you know, kind of get through it. And we'll just hope that's the case. But there's always an impact with these types of things. And the problem is we've had successive crisis after crisis after crisis.
Yeah.
From the lockdowns, from the CDC, Tony Fauci, the Mike Pence led task force under the Trump administration. We have basically destroyed our economy. Yeah. We've had a tremendous impact on the psyche of our people. We've really, really negatively impacted youth and children in their education. I mean, those numbers are becoming just apparent. We've lost a generation of children in education. We're dropping back 20, 25 years in education activity. So all these things have an impact. And what it does, you're seeing the results of this type of psychological impact from not just the weather, but COVID, from the economy, from the what's happening with the government, what they're doing to silence voices and shut people down. You're seeing a lot of violence and a lot of anger. People aren't used to this. Americans are not used to this.
No, they're not.
And then you have these people inside Washington that keep continually pushing crisis after crisis after crisis. And I think it's politically motivated. It's in order to incite fear. And that fear creates violence. That fear creates depression. And it really undermines trust and faith in our system.
Yeah, it does. You know, talking about undermining trust and faith in our system, and talk about, you know, a lot of uncertainty out there. One thing I think that people in America don't realize right now, that, yeah, our economy is pretty much uncertain right now, and other things are pretty much uncertain right now. For example, disease, okay, COVID, et cetera, but can you imagine what it's like after Zelensky came over here and basically begged for more help? I mean, the future of Ukraine really lies in almost to a large extent in the hands of American support. Is that going to happen? That may be too complicated a question to answer just here in less than a minute, which is what we've got. But I think it would be worth talking about in the next segment after the top of the hour news. What do you think, Jimmy?
Yeah, I definitely think we ought to talk about it. We ought to talk about what it's like to be in Ukraine right now. And of course, I was in the Republic of Georgia under intense Russian pressure back, two decades ago. I know what that's like. And of course, as we're starting to feel this weather, people should understand a little bit better what the people are suffering through in Ukraine. We should talk about it in this next segment and those long-term impacts and where there's lacking strategy.
It's got to be really bad. Ladies and gentlemen, top of the hour news. A bunch of you are going to be talking about this storm that's affecting virtually all of the country. We'll be back as soon as they're done.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.